Well, hey, welcome to Sandpoint Gym in the Hardwood here. We're getting ready to get underway here. We just had the calling of both teams, singing of the national anthem by Mariana Larson, and we're getting ready for the tip-off. Welcome once again, ladies and gentlemen, to high school basketball here in Sandpoint at the Sandpoint School. We got another fine classic on the hardwood tonight. If you're not too tired, come on down. There's some great seats in the house here. All right, and we have the visiting Port Allsworth Lynx. It's been many years since this team has been down here, and the Lynx controlled the tip-off, got underway, and they put up the ball. It just rattled around and fell out, and here come the Eagles. The Colton has the ball and has brought it down, and we got the Eagles are playing in the white with the white jerseys with the dark striping, and the Lynx are playing in the dark blue with the whites. So, great show out there. The Eagles brought it down and a miscue on a pass there, and it's a turnover, side out, back to the Lynx. And we're up here. That's number 35. I got to get my numbers straight here, and we'll get set up. That's number 35. Sam Blum picked it up, but he had a bad pass there, and now a side out, controlled back over by the Eagles. Matthew Bravo takes it down to the left baseline, runs in across the baseline, puts a nice little 10-foot floater up and in, and there's the first score of the game. We're 2-0. Excuse me, it's 2-2. Quick score by the Lynx, brought it right back down, put it back up overhead. Not quite control the rebound, and side back to the Eagles, and we're all tied up at 2-2 with 6:44 left in the first period. The Eagles have it, working to the right side, trying to get some help there. Matthews double team, tries to get it down to the low post to Evan, and it's blocked out of bounds. We have our referees tonight. We have Mayor Martin and Raynell Gardner on the floor doing our refereeing tonight. So I know these refs are going to be busy tonight. All right, here comes the ball. Side in by the Eagles. Deion's at the top, looking for some help. Finds Matthew. Matthew drives into the paint, puts it up, can't quite get it. Rebounded, batted up in the air. Finally controlled by Evan. Evan goes up, and he's going to get fouled on the way on his foot mat. Drops down. So Evan had a lot of company around there trying to pick up that ball. The boys from Port Allsworth are not longtime players, all of them, but they've got a lot of height and a lot of athletic ability on the floor out there. So it's not going to be necessarily an easy game here. Evan puts up his first one with his patented two-hand slam, and it drops in for a bucket. Here comes Evan. He's got the ball. I wish you folks could be here tonight. I'm going to do my best to get the excitement of the game. Evan puts up a second one, and it drops in nothing but net. They honored seniors tonight. We had two seniors from Port Allsworth and three here from Sandpoint. Nice to give an honor. There comes down the floor, a little steal by Maynard, given to Deion, who puts it up, can't quite get it to fall. The ball gets loose and falls underneath. Comes back, controlled by the Eagles. Quick turnover there. Looks like number 15, Josh Blum, stood in the passing lane and picked up the ball. Almost another quick steal by Deion, coming in on Sam Blum, but went out of bounds, last touch by the Eagles. Here comes the Lynx. Lynx are standing up there. They've got a nice spread out. They're looking for some help. Can't find a way. Colton is just too busy up and over. We're going to have a throw in, but so tightly guarded. I think we had some body contact there instead of just let's see who that one's on. I think that was on one of the Eagles. Nice throw in. Picked up by number 23, Waylon Abayo. Originally hailing out of Pilot Point area there. They've got a lot of interesting players there. Nice feeding down to the low post. That's 00, Tamron Betkov, who was standing great at the low post on the right side. Picked up the inbounds pass and popped it in, and we're tied again at 4-4. Quickly, the Eagles come down, get it poked back into the backcourt. Picked up there by Deion, over to Colton. Back to the right side to Matthew. Matthew has the ball, tries to bounce pass down to Evan. Doesn't quite make it, hits off somebody's foot. And Lynx recover and come the other way. Port Allsworth doesn't have a large school, but they've got some real athletic men. We're going to have a foul on Deion. He was the Lynx were recovering the ball, and he got in too tight, too much body again. So looks like that'll be another side out. The Lynx last weekend went over to a new Stewiacke and played a two-game series over there. They lost the first one and won the second one. So they've got some talent and some desire on this team to come out and do well. So they got some hype. They're young. Oh, errant pass there, picked off by Matthew Bravo. He runs the court. He pulls up at the elbow, feeds it back to Colton. Over to Dion, who can't quite get it up. It kicks around by Evan off the wall. Doesn't quite make it. And Maynard's in the mix there. Gets back, and now Maynard's working on defense. Here comes number 21, Levi Natwick. He's got the ball. They get it down to the low post, and bam, they got in another one. It's now 6-4 in favor of the Lynx. Here come the Eagles. Tried to pass that, and the long arm to number 15, Josh Bum. He goes down and pokes that ball away, recovers it, and we've got a side out. Great running game here on the floor. Lots of activity happening down here on the floor tonight. And the going to be a turnover on the side out coming back to the Eagles. 4 minutes left in the first quarter here. And we got a timeout on the floor there by Coach Ralph. So, well, as I was saying, last weekend the Lynx went over to New Stewiacke. And they played them a two-game series. They lost the first night and won the second day. So they've got a lot of hustle and motion on the floor here. They've got a lot of height and a lot of athleticism. And Coach Scott Blum is his first year coaching in high school basketball. And he's doing a great job with the kids. And Coach Ralph has the boys out playing. We've got all of our seniors on the floor, start of the quarter here. Gentlemen are working really hard and working together, but they're not quite working synchronicity yet. Yeah, that's one of them big words there, right, Coach Julian? Synchronicity. Yeah, they're not quite there yet, but they're going to get there. What a great night out. The weather was decent today. Good flight down. Talking to Glenn Allsworth, the pilot, and he's in town. So here we go. Side in. Here come the Eagles. Matthew brings the ball up into the front court. We have a bounce pass by Matthew and stolen again by number 15, Josh Blum, and he puts it up, and he doesn't quite get it to roll in, just bounce off the glass and comes back. They're going to have to watch those bounce passes. The Lynx have some long stretch. Maynard from three-point range can't quite get it. Last touch by the long arms of Josh Blum, and it goes out of bounds, side out for the Eagles. Looks like we got a substitution coming on the floor. Deanna's going to sit down, and we're going to get Alex Gilbert in on the floor here. Here we go. Matthew calls the play. He's trying to get it inbound. He's looking for some help. He can't quite get rid of it. Alex comes in, gets the ball, bounces it back to Matthew. Matthew's up for a long two. Goes off the rim. Picked up by Evan. Over to Colton. Down to the lower left side. Up over the side. And we got a three-pointer coming in from young Colton Mack. We're now 7-8 in favor of the Lynx. Here comes number 21, Levi Natwick, bringing up the ball. They kick it out. Looking for some help. The Eagles are in their man-up defense, kind of a combination of man-to-man and zone. They got their territories, but they keep on the guys. Bad pass in, and Evan, the tower of power, picks it up off the post. Down the road to Matthew. Matthew goes up, great head fake, comes back down and puts it in for two. The Eagles have the lead finally at 9-8. 2:57 left in the first period. Here comes the Lynx, working it around. From Levi to Sam, down to number two, Anthony, stolen, poked away again by Sam Blum. Fight for the ball going out of bounds, the last tipped by Alex, and it's going to come back to the Lynx. The Lynx are playing some very, very determined basketball after being in the air all day. Nice flight down from Port Allsworth, but here they are. All right, Sam has it, over the top, down to the post, back out to the elbow, working the ball, it's all pass, haven't seen the ball hit the floor yet, great passing skills worked off by these Lynx. There, we finally get the ball on the floor, quick back in the air, they're working that ball quickly. The Eagles have good, solid defense going, hands are up, feet are out, everybody's working, bounce pass down low to the post, guarded by Evan, kicked back outside. We have Josh Blum holding the ball, trying to get it. He's being guarded by the ever-present Colton Mack, who's a worrisome thorn out there. They're about to go over and back. Not quite. They just saved that. The Lynx have the ball still back in the forecourt. They're working that ball hard. They're just playing to try to keep away there. All right, here comes an errant pass, picked off by Colt Mack, bumps into the rolling screen set by his defender. Back to Matthew. Matthew gets away down the corner to Alex Gilbert. He puts it up and he drains it for three. We're now at 12-8 in favor of the Eagles. Here comes Mr. Blum bringing it up. Pass off to Nate Wick. We have a timeout on the floor called by Coach Blum. Good work out there. Score is 12-8 in favor of the Sandpoint Eagles. We're 1 minute and 19 seconds left to go in this first period. Hey, just a reminder, we've got a game tonight at 7, which you're listening to here on KSDP 830 AM and 88.1 on the FM dial, transmitting over in King Cove. And I hope you're listening. We got another game to broadcast tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock. The boys will be back on the hardwood tonight. And if you're in the ages of 7th grade to senior in high school, we got a fifth quarter going on at the school after the game tonight. So it'll be fun. A little shout-out to the youth pastor, Austin Roof, for putting some things together to keep the kids energized and focused. And timeout's over. Teams are taking the field. Looks like we're going to have Josh Blum on a throw-in here. Colton has got that bouncing legs going. Here comes the throw, and they got to go almost all the way back to the other basket before they get it, and they find an outlet. But they've got some long arms. They can get that ball moving. The ball's moving quickly. Number 23, Waylon Abayo. He's working the outside post. Comes into double zero, Tamerlan. Tamerlan works it down, gets it poked away. Can't quite save the ball. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Lynx, and here come the Eagles. 57 seconds left to go. The score is 12-8. Here comes Colton bringing up the ball. Kicks it ahead, finds Matthew working the right shoulder. Down into the corner, into the post. Back out to the elbow, across the elbow. They're moving the ball quickly now. Onto the floor goes Maynard, up off the glass, flank gridded. Evans got the ball. He puts it up, can't quite get it. Tapped again, recovered, handled by the Lynx. We've got a whistle on the floor. Let's see what we've got going here. I think we got a foul on number 10, White. Reaching behind, too much body hand. All right, we're down to 37 seconds left to go. Here come the Lynx. They're working up, trying to get one more bucket before the period expires. The Eagles are working hard on defense. Tamerlan's got the ball. He kicks it down. It goes off of Levi Nawick's foot, one of the co-captains there. But it's still kicked off one of the Eagles' feet, so it's still going to be side out for the Lynx, and we're at 28 seconds left to go. Here comes the ball. They've got some quick passes. They're looking for some help. Down in the corner, a long three-pointer off the front iron. Back into Evans' hands. He gets control. We've got Maynard. We're down to 16 seconds. They've got time to work the ball up. Here comes Colton. He finds Matthew. Matthew's looking on the left elbow. He's working it around, trying to find some room. Up in the air. 4 seconds. Somebody better take a shot. There we go. Is Evan off the glass? Doesn't quite make it. There's the buzzer at the end of the first period. And we have a score, 12-8 in favor of the Sandpoint Eagles. It's going to be a fast and furious game. We can see that. Lots of hustle on the floor. Nice job by the referees letting the boys play ball and yet keeping it safe out there. And that's always good to see. If I can keep all my earpieces in. Yeah, when I was on the road trip, I didn't have to worry about the bands playing. But Mr. Belongi has the music department all well fired up. Don't forget, next weekend we have a great event happening here in Sandpoint. We've got the women's regionals as well as here in Sandpoint. And then the boys' regionals will be up, the men's regionals will be up in New Stuyok. So there'll be a lot of basketball on the airways next week, both the boys and the girls. So it'll be fun to watch. So be sure you stay tuned and stay alert with the clock here. So getting ready to get underway here with the second period. The score is Sandpoint 12, Port Allsworth Lynx 8. Teams are taking the field. The hardwood is clean and reverberating. It's going to be side out for the Lynx. Here we go. Ball is underway. And number 21, Levi Natlick, is bringing the ball up. He's passing around. Gets it down to the low post, to the opposite side, to the weak side, double zero, Tamerlan Bekov, and he's got it in for two. It's 12-10 in favor of the Eagles. Here come the Eagles bringing it up the court. Eagles are working from my right to my left tonight on this half. Alex is in the game. Passes back to Colton. He finds Maynard. Colton drives the paint, kicks it out to the left. Can't quite get it underneath. Goes up to Evan, but Evan is sound traveling. He couldn't hit those feet still when he went up and down. Quick turnover by the Eagles. And here come the Lynx again. Those guys don't waste any time moving back up the court. Levi Natwick has the ball. He kicks it out to the left, finding Tamerlan. Tamerlan has a run to the game. He runs into the paint. He can't quite get rid of it. He kicks it out to number 15, Josh. Josh finds Levi back at the top, almost stolen. Down at the low post on the running. We're going to have a push-out foul by Maynard, and that ball is going to count. Well, let's see. They haven't put it up yet. They got everybody standing at the foul line. They didn't count the bucket, so it must have been a foul before the shot. It's fun to call these games up here behind the iron post of the sound room. Well, they did count the bucket. Finally, the scorekeeper got it up there right. So we are tied 12-12. 6 minutes left here. Shot goes up, doesn't make it. Rebounded, controlled by Matthew and the Eagles. Here comes the Eagles. Kicked away on a bad pass. Picked up by number 35, Sam Blum. He runs coast to coast. He gets taken out. Looks like we're going to have a... that's going to be a foul on Colton Mack, trying to guard an equally quick but much taller individual. Just got underneath and got all tangled up with the arms and legs there. So we've got number 35, Sam Blum, at the line going for a set of free throws. And the Eagles have racked up 5 team fouls, and they got the referee straightened out. It was not in the bonus point, so it's just a side out. The Eagles have 5 team fouls, and the Lynx have 1. Scrum on the floor for the loose ball. It's going to be, I think everybody's on the floor, but finally controlled by Dion Osterback of the Eagles. He drives through the paint. He finds Alex, kicks back out to the top, finds Matthew at the 3-point arc. Dion's up at the center. They're slowing the ball, spreading it out. We got people moving around. Colton brings it down. Passes off. Back to Alex at the top. Back into the corner. We've got Colton working the elbow. We've got a moving offense. Matthew puts it up at the 3-point, hits the back iron, and it bounces back out, controlled by the Lynx. And here comes number 15, Josh Blum. Josh kicks it down. Finds Tamerlan. Back out. The guys have some great passing ability here as they move that ball around, but that one was picked up by Matthew and tapped off the top. Nice steal, poked away. Down to Matthew, down to Alex, into Evans, pushing it around. The guys are doing a nice job. Dion takes a couple of stutter steps, puts it up. Nice block out and save by Colton. Nice block out and save by Colton. And foul then called on to the Lynx because they got too much body as they were trying to defend. And here come the Eagles. We're 12-12 tied up at 5:40 left to go here in the first half. Dion has the ball. He dribbles in. He puts it up off the glass, back onto the floor, controlled by the long arms of the Lynx. Here comes 21, Levi Natwick bringing the ball up. These guys have some great passing skills. He holds the ball. He gets it into the center. He finds Tamerlan. Tamerlan kicks it back out. These guys have a great job of moving that ball around. As you can tell, the score is still tied up 12-12. They're not far behind. Long arms are playing with a lot of gusto. Nice elevation up in the air. Just doesn't quite get the rim. Down they go chasing the ball, and it's going to be a turnover on rotation there. Here come the Eagles the other way. We're at 5 minutes left to go. Colton and Matthew playing dodgeball and keep away, bringing the ball up. They finally get it into the near court. Colton drives down, kicks it back out. Matthew steps across the 3-point, kicks it out to Alex. Back over to Dion. Colton takes a look, puts it up in the air, can't quite get it. A long leaping grab of Tamerlan Bekov, and he pulls down another rebound. Here come the Lynx. Spirited game on the floor here. If you've got time, put down the net needle, John McDonald. Come on down to watch the boys work tonight. They're doing a great job of hustling on the floor. All right. Dion comes in and says, if you hold the ball, I'll swat it out. He does just that. Swats it out, puts it up off the glass, touches it with a nice soft hand. Finally, we got a break in the tie here, and we're Eagles 14, the Lynx 12. 4 minutes to go here in the half. We know one thing watching the Eagles play the last half of this season. They are relentless. Matthew's trying to call for the referees. Hey, we got double dribble. We got travel. We got something going on here. I watch too many footsteps. But Coach Ralph is saying, play the game. Let them ref. Timeout called by Coach Lindquist. Yeah, it's always funny watching the players on the floor who try to ref the game and play too. And one thing I have learned over the course of this season and the past is players play, let the referees ref and let the coaches coach. And that way we have a good time on the floor. Nice job done by the Mariana Larson, the singing of the national anthem tonight. Great shout out to Mr. Belongi and the great job he's doing with the music here. Really appreciate that. What a festive atmosphere we have in the gymnasium tonight. The auditorium is rocking with the sound and volume. The cheerleaders are out cheering, and the boys are working hard. And it's a close game. It's 14-12 in favor of the Sandpoint Eagles, and it's 3:54 to go in the first half. What a fun night of basketball as we honor the seniors. In fact, I think every game ought to be senior night. Nice to see these student athletes get out and work so hard. All right, here we go. Colton has the ball. He kicks it over to Alex for a three-point. He looks at it off the iron, goes up, rebounded, kicked away, recovered by the Lynx. Here comes Levi Natwick. He's got the ball. He finds Sam in the corner. Sam puts it up, can't quite get it. Rebounded by Tamerlan Beckhoff, and he puts up another two from the left post. It's all tied at 14. Here come the Eagles. Matthew's got the ball, the quick hand. But the Lynx are slowing down. They keep pressing their defense to set up in a 2-3 perimeter. Matthew has the ball. He kicks it in. He drives up over. He can't quite get it. He's got a reach-in foul going for the rebound. Going to be a foul on Matthew Bravo there. 3 minutes left to go in the first half. Oh, Austin, if you're listening, I wish you'd been here earlier tonight. You'd have been proud because Mr. Belongi had the boys playing the theme from Star Wars. I knew you'd appreciate that. Throw in by the Lynx, controlled off their hands. They almost lose it. They're fighting down on the line. Quick put back over, back on the rim. Lots of arms in the air. Oh, and it runs down and finally controlled by the Eagles. Alex Gilbert has it, pulls it out of the pile. Dion holds up as he's into the front court. He's looking for some help. There's Colton. He takes a couple of quick steps, drives in, met by the tall limbs of the Lynx. Eagles are trying to find a way to get to those long outstretched arms. They find Evan. He puts it up in the air off the rim, and it bounces and finally falls down. And we're now at 16-14 with 2:26 left to go. Here come the Lynx. They're working hard to bring it up the floor. They've got it across into the front court. Tamerlan's looking on the outside. They find it down into the inside post there to Josh. Puts it up. Can't quite get it. Tamerlan falls with the back. He can't quite get it. We have a reach in, not called there. Evan picks up the rebound, passes it way down court to Alex Gilbert on the outlet pass, and he drops it off the glass for a sweet 2 points. 18-14, a minute 57 left to go in the first half. Oh, a nice behind-the-back dribble there by number 21, Levi Natwick, goes into the corner, picked up by number 23 on the rebound, Waylon Abayo. Fouled in the act there. Looks like that'll be the 16th foul, one more team foul. And the Lynx will be going to the bonus round, but here come the Eagles. Down the lane it goes, given to Matthew. He puts it up off the glass, can't quite get it. He's trying to find help. He's triple-teamed. He finally kicks it to the corner. Matthew's on the floor. Alex puts it up in the air. Matthew's getting up on the floor, and he can't quite get the rebound. Stolen off the air by the tall arms of Josh Blum. They're looking for some help. They find Tamerlan in the corner, and he drives the baseline. He's bumped out. Alex gets a hand on it, pokes the ball out of bounds. The Eagle players are trying to say it's our ball, but they forgot they poked it out. Referees have it wisely called. It's still Lynx ball with a minute 15 to go. The Lynx are behind by four as we're looking at the last minute of this first half. Way out in the corner, up off the iron, doesn't quite make it. Tried for a pass, stolen by the Lynx, and we got a foul coming up. And that puts us into bonus, so we're going a one-on-one shot here. It's not a shooting foul. Let's see what we got going here. We got a one-on-one shot here, says right now. That's going to put number 35, Sam Blum, to the line. One of the freshmen coming from the Port Allsworth team. Sam has the ball. He steadies himself down. He sets it up off the front iron. Oh, and they let the Levi pick up the rebound. He can't quite get it in. Colton has the ball. He dribbles down. He tries to bounce it around at Alex, and he can't quite get past the long arms and legs. Bounces out of bounds and going back over to the Lynx. Under a minute to go. Here come the Lynx. Levi's got the ball. He finds it way downtown, but the long arms of Josh Blum just can't quite hang on to it. It goes out of bounds. We're at 45 seconds left to go. Colton's looking for some help. He's trying to get that drive up. He finds Matthew, drives, takes a couple dribbles, kicks it back out to Colton, to Alex. Back. They're moving that ball, but they got to watch the clock. It goes up, and it drops in for three from Matthew Bravo. 21-14 with 25 seconds left to go in the first half here. Another great move by Levi. A little confusion by the Lynx. Poked away by the fast hands of Colton, but right back to the Lynx. Almost out of bounds. Over and back. We're going to have the call here with 13 seconds left to go. Side out for the Eagles. Ball comes in. They've got to work it down to the corner. Into Evans at the post, right side, up off the glass, and it drops for two more. 23-14. 2 seconds left to go. The Lynx have the ball. At the buzzer, it goes up. Nothing but air, and that's it. The end of the first half. 23-14 in favor of the Sandpoint Eagles. Are you there at the station?
I'm right here at the board, Pastor Scott. How you doing? And
doing real good, Virgil. Yeah, too bad Austin wasn't here tonight to hear the band's rendition of the Star Wars theme. That would have been great.
Well, you know, feel free if you want to call in and do a little bit early and let everybody over the air hear the national anthem or whatever the band has got up for us.
Yeah, sorry I missed that, but they handed me two microphones and said, get all this done. So I just couldn't dial in the phone at the same time. But we'll get that on here some more. Looks like about another 12 minutes before we get back on the air. Been a great game out here. I don't know why anybody would stay home to miss this. This is the last home game for the boys and last game of the season here in Sandpoint. And the boys are really playing well. Of course, they got a 9-point lead at the moment, but the Lynx are working hard. So if you got time, come on out, support the boys from the Port Allsworth Lynx and the Sandpoint Eagles, and it'll be a fun game out here. We'll turn it over to you, Virgin. I'll call you back in 12.
All right. Thank you very much, Scott. Appreciate your work and appreciate the play-by-play. I'll talk with you soon.
All right, Virgil, I think I got you in there.
All right, I am here live. I just got you all up in the mix and got the music done. How you doing, Scott? We're back in the action?
Yeah, we're getting ready. We're about a minute to go, and just want to give a shout-out to our great sponsors at QTT, Penair, the AC store. Thanks for the great support you've been for the basketball teams from both King Cove and Sandpoint, and we, the players, the coaches, the staff, and the kids, we really appreciate your support out there, and thank you so much. For those of you listening, 88.1 FM, K201DA in King Cove, or 8:30 AM on the AM dial here. Appreciate you listening. Tune in. Hey, if you're out on the water doing some work out there, be sure you drop us a line when you get to town. Let us know you're listening, where you were at. We like to keep track of those things. We're just about to get underway here. Been a spirited halftime. Lots of activities and cheering there by the Eaglets, the Lynx from Port Allsworth, the Tenalian Lynx, as they're called, are coming out on the floor. The Eagles are getting ready, and it's going to be another great half of basketball. The score is 23-14. It's a 9-point lead in favor of the Eagles, but it's been a much closer game than that, folks. It's really been hotly contested. Been a couple of 3-point shots that have gone in favor of the Eagles that have been the biggest difference here. The ball comes in, and it's controlled by the Lynx, and they are now playing from my right to left. They have it in their forecourt. We're working around. Levi's got control. I tell you one thing, there's not much slow movement of that ball by the lane. That ball is quickly moving down the passing lanes and all across the floor, and it's great to see. Here come the Eagles. They might have a little more ball skill, but they can't quite get past those long arms without getting in close. So Eagles have it down in the corner. It goes up. Evan is on the floor, and we're going to have quickly a first foul of the second half. As we're underway, 7:31, quick 29 seconds going off. Evan was fouled in the act of shooting there. He was underneath in that low post position. Going up. Evan already sunk his first two free throws. He's coming in. Puts it back. A little rusty off the break. Hits the front iron and rolls harmlessly to the floor. I told you there was a lot of pageantry here tonight. It's kind of one of the cooler things is to watch the Evan has the ball. He's up. Oh, I can't believe it. Rolled around, rattled in and out, and controlled by the Lynx. But one of the fun things watching high school basketball is the different colors of the footwear and the socks tonight. So I've got some lime green, some hot pink, some deep magenta, as well as the typical white and black socks and all different colors of footwear out there. It's a kaleidoscope of colors. You ought to be here to see it. Make sure I'm not just pulling the wool over your eyes. Here comes Josh Bloom. He's down to the inside. He finds number 23. Whalen takes the drive, puts it up, can't quite get it. Rebound to number 00, Tamerlan Bekov, and he drops it in for two. We got a timeout coming here. Maybe we have a technical. I'm not sure. Yep, looks like we got a little conversation from the ref to one of the Eagle players. And we've got a technical coming against the Eagles. I think they've had a little bit of challenge trying to tell the referees what their job is, and that's not allowed. You get to do all you want, but you don't get to coach the coach. You don't get to ref the ref. You can play the players, and you can guard your own space on the floor. You can't share it with somebody else, and you can't tell the ref what to do. That'll result in a technical. Foul shooting isn't the greatest skill. On the Lynx right now, they've got a lot of young men who are new to the game of basketball. They just need more time in the hardwood, practicing, as Coach Chris would say. Great shout-out to the folks at Oklahoma City who came up and helped. And there we got a quick pass in and a quick layup, and it's 23-18. They cut that lead down to five. And here come the Eagles trying to find a way around the long defensive arms of the Lynx. Lynx are set up in a great 2-3 defensive circle. They give a bounce pass. Alex tries to get it down low, and it goes right out and picked up by an outstretched arm of the Lynx. And here they come back across looking for some help. They get the shot off. Passing it around. They're moving the ball quickly. Nice blocking push there by Maynard. Maynard has the ball stripped away from him by Sam Blum, who has got his wheels churning even while he's falling to the floor. That's how hard Sam is working on the ball there. But slides out of bounds. Going to be a turnover. Goes back to the Eagles. Last touch by Sam. Evan gets the inbound. Puts it up over. Batted up in the air by the Lynx. They control the rebounds. These young Lynx players have some great effort on the floor. A lot of outstretched arms. Working the ball down. Tipped away. Picked up quickly. Here come the Eagles. Colton has the ball. He bounces back. Picks up for trailing Evan, who drops it off. Nice little teardrop runner coming in at the end. 25-18 again. Here we go. The Eagles are coming in. Another whistle on the floor. I think we got a foul on the Tower of Power, Evan. We got the defensive being coached on the bench here. Get the hands up, boys. Let's go. You may be ahead, but let's play like you're winners. Tamerlan has the ball. He kicks it out. Excuse me, that's Tamerlan. Sometimes I can't read my own handwriting. Picks it in. Great push and pull from Levi to Sam to Josh and back to Levi as he runs in and can't quite get the ball to fall. Matthew puts it up, rims off the back iron, covered up by three Lynx there. They have the ball, outlet pass, they're working it up. Dion's harassing in the backcourt. Colton's in the front court. The Lynx have it. They can't quite get the ball to fall in. Josh Blum has the ball. We've got a collision. Great collision. We have a great collision there on the floor. I didn't see who took the worst of that, but all the Eagles are back up and working. And sometimes that's a real challenge for Colton. He's so aggressive going to the ball, he just forgets that these big, tall players, once he gets underneath them, it's like a big shadow, and he disrupts them. He just makes them fall when he doesn't mean to, but that's what happens when you get by those tall players. Number 15, Josh Blum, one of the co-captains, sinks his first free throw. Coming up again, Josh has it, puts it up. Nice arcing motion to that long reach of his, and it drops in for two more, and they cut the lead to five. The Lynx are at 20. The Eagles at 25. Here come the Eagles pushing the ball around the court. Lots of passing down low into Evan. He's backed it in and up off the glass from that low post position. Gets up another deuce. 27-20. Here comes Levi. He drives the baseline, puts it up, can't get it to fall. Rebound kicked out by Evan. Rebound covered up by Colton Mack down underneath, scrapping for the ball. Alex to the wing, kicking it back around. Matthew has the ball. He works down, kicks it out, finds it on the low post, picks up the rebound, looking for some help. Finally finds Colton up the outside, drives the inside, finds Evan at the low post, up off the glass, not enough height. Hits the back iron, falls down harmlessly. 4 minutes left in the third period here. And here comes number 21, Levi Natwick. Nice push off there. Great overhand roll. We've got Eagles on the floor. We've got, I think that must be number 3, Deion Osterback, getting tangled up there. Looks like we've got a timeout on the floor. I didn't see which coach, but the boys were getting pretty sloppy out there. And referee Martin is making sure both teams know that it's a timeout called on the floor to go huddle up, boys. Looks like it's a 30-second timeout since they're standing out on the court, not a full timeout. Just time to get the boys settled down, learn how to play hard, and watch their discipline. It's really hard to do. Sometimes the game can just get to running too fast, and you forget to take care of business at home. We're at 27-20, 7-point lead for the Sandpoint Eagles. We have just under 4 minutes left in the third period. It's going to be side out for the Lynx underneath their own basket. Again, the Canadian Lynx are in the dark blue jerseys with the white stripes, and the Eagles are in the home whites with the blue piping. Just kind of reverse of each other. Here come the Lynx. They've got it out on the right-hand elbow, and they're working around the corner. Down into the corner to number 23, Waylon Abayo. And we're going to have a traveling turnover call. Here come the Eagles. And there's Levi harassing him up the front court. There's Matthew. The Eagles got to get the ball moving up in the air. Deion takes the ball. He drives in. He can't quite get it to sink. It hits off the back iron and dribbles up into long arms. And number 15, Josh Blum, heel it out of the sky, and he controls it into the front court. Nice attempted pass, poked away by Alex and recovered by Tamerlan. The Lynx are working hard. They're trying to get it. Oh, and a bad pass gets thrown away just on a simple mistake. I threw it where I thought you were going to be. Here come the Eagles. They finally get into forecourt. Matthew's working. He gets a rolling pick by Deion down the corner to Alex. Alex to Matthew at the paint. Lobs it up, can't quite get it. Too much power. Working on a jump ball, can't get it. Number 21, Levi Natwick. Too strong. Pulls it away. Ball comes in. Rebound picked up by Evan. Looks like we got a foul coming there on number 23, Waylon Abayo. And like Coach Blum said, there's a lot of the boys from the Canadian Lynx, and it's their first year into the game of basketball, so they're finding their way, but they're working hard on the floor here. Evan has the ball. He's working outside, tries to get the pass. Tipped up in the air by Josh Blum. Picked up and controlled by Natwick. Levi Natwick. He's giving the ball, coming on the baseline. Can't get the hook to roll. Matthews covered up by a pair of Lynx. Stolen by the Lynx. Back in their forecourt, getting the team back. Levi Natwick's got the ball. He's looking for some help. He finds Josh. Josh picks around to the left, down to the corner. Throws it up to where they thought they would be. It goes up, poked away by Evan, but controlled by Levi on the far court. It brings it in and drops it for two. Brings us to 27-22. A lot of hustle on the floor there by the Lynx until they're clawing their way back into this. They're down by five. We're at 2 minutes left to go here in the third period. And a little timeout on the floor. Another 30-second timeout. They're just making sure, keep working it, boys. Keep working it. Let's go hard. Play well. And let's see what the outcome comes at the end. So we have Evan, Alex, Colton, Dion, and Matthew on the floor. And Coach Ralph is giving some instructions there. Boys come together. Links are huddled up. They're getting ready to head out onto the floor. And we have Josh and Levi. And Anthony. Way from the far corner. Alex puts it up off the glass, gets his own rebound, puts it in for a deuce. Nice follow-up by Alex Gilbert, 29-22. Minute and a half left in the third period. The Lynx have the ball. They get it down to Tamberlin. He works hard. He finds Levi breaking to the basket at the low post, and he drops it in for two. It's 29-24. Matthew has it on the right wing. Kicks it back to the top. Passed around to Dion. Takes a look at a long three. Off the front iron. Bounce off the glass. Doesn't get it. Evan gets the rebounds. He puts it up over the air. Can't quite make it to fall. We're going to have a reach-in foul. Looks like a reach-in foul on Dion there in the rebounding process. I hear the buzzer going. Looks like we have a substitution coming in. Anthony's going to sit down, and Waylon Abayo is coming back on the floor. Here comes a throw-in by Josh. He finds Levi. Levi sprints the floor into the paint, puts it up, can't quite make it fall. Evans there, properly positioned, picks up the rebound. Here comes Matthew. He's driving hard to left. He kicks it out, sets up the pick. Colton has the ball. He's working to the right. He can't get past the defense. Back to Dion on the left side. Back to Matthew on the top. They're looking for some help. They can't quite get to the defense of the Lynx. Guys have their arms spread. They're working hard. The Eagles have the lead, but they can't quite take any more push on it. They can't seem to break in through that defense that the Lynx have. Here comes Alex, has the ball. He's running around. They're trying to create some confusion. Matthew has the ball. He drives down. He spins up in the air. He gets it off to Evan. Matthew goes to the floor. He's got a little limp going there. The ball goes up. It doesn't fall down. Rebounded. Here comes Levi Natwick. Levi's got the ball. He finds Tamberlin at the high post. Stolen there. Fast outlet to Alex. He puts it up off in the glass, and it drops for two. And we're down to the last 10 seconds of the third period. 31-24 for the Eagles. The ball goes up. Alex blocks it out of the way. Lynx recover. Nice put up. Lynx recover the third time. Get the hand blocked. Clean block. That's the end of the third period. Lots of hustle underneath the Lynx basket for no avail. Great defensive position. Nice ball slaps. No fouls. Final score at the end of three is 31-24 in favor of the Sandpoint Eagles. Boys are getting tired out there. I'm sure they're going to look forward to the fifth quarter where it's time to relax and have fun and laugh about the activities of the day. That'll be a lot of fun tonight. If you're in 7th to 12th grade, come on down and enjoy the camaraderie of the folks out here for the fifth quarter tonight. Sponsored by the Sandpoint Baptist Chapel Youth Group. A lot of work on there. You know, it's not been a high-scoring game. The Eagles have got a nice 5-point cushion. They haven't let the Lynx dip into that too far since the start of the second half. The Lynx haven't tired. They keep pressing. They're working on some ideas. They definitely have the reach advantage. They certainly seem to have more taller players and shorter players when they're on the floor, and Coach Lindquist has responded by getting some great great passers back on the floor and some long-range shooting to try to counteract the defensive poise there from the Lynx. There goes the buzzer. We're getting ready to start the fourth quarter here. Teams are taking the floor. Looks like it's going to be Lynx ball. Excuse me, it's going to be Eagles ball. Oh, a mistake by Colton Mack. He lets the ball get away. He's got to work hard. He drives it down to Gilbert. Back to Colton. Trying to set a pick. Can't quite set the pick because they keep moving the wrong directions with each other. All right, Matthew's got the ball. He's working the right side. He's being closely guarded there by number 35, Sam Blum. Sam keeps the pressure on. He's got the wingspan to really keep Matthew halfway bottled up. The Lynx are doing a great job on moving that defense around, and the Eagles can't seem to get into the get the ball going in. Colton takes a look, tries to get the ball up, has the ball stripped out. It goes off the hands of a Lynx, and it's going to stay possession Eagles. We're still at 31-24. They're kicking the ball out. They're kicking the ball, trying to find. Oh, looks like we're going to have a reach-in foul on 00 Tamerlan. It's going to be the third team foul against the Lynx, and we have four for the Eagles. So the Eagles have cleaned up their play in this half as we start the fourth quarter. The score is 31-24 in favor of the Sandpoint Eagles. Matthew's got control of the ball. He's working the left shoulder, brings it back out to the top. Fires back down, and he finds Colton. And the game of catch is keeping the ball away. We've got Maynard on the floor, number 10. He drives in, puts it up off the glass. And we have a foul coming. Another foul against 00 Tamerlan Bekov. That'll be against Evan Wilson, the tower of power Evan Wilson. He's at the low post, fouled on the way up to the game. Evan's got the ball. Takes that two-hand jam and parks it across the air. Evan's got one of the more colorful uniforms on, at least from his footwear. He's got, if that great singer, the King, was here, Dorothy McCollum, you know the King. Yeah, that Elvis guy talking about the blue suede shoes. So Elvis has, Evan's got a pair of those nice blue suede high tops on. And then above that, he's got a pair of, almost magenta socks, and on the left knee he's got a black knee brace. So Evan, I think, gets the award for the most colorful leg wear tonight, as he's got lots of colors going on. And no, it's not a boring game. I haven't resorted just to call it the game, but you know, you guys are at home, you can't see all this fun stuff that the high school athletics bring here, so you might as well come on down and enjoy what you can hear. And for those of you in Sandpoint that didn't know, yeah, the pool is now fixed and the pumps are working. So don't forget the senior aerobics Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9 a.m. And for those of you who don't know if you're a senior or not, well, come on down and swim anyway. Good time to get out and exercise and loosen those joints up. Today's the last day of February, you know, which means March is going to come in like a lion or a lamb. But that means if March is here, can April and June be far behind? Here comes Evan coming up to the free throw. It looks like we got our athletic director. Mr. Lee is on the floor. I don't know if there's some blood or something, but he had to get a wet cloth out there and clean up the floor, which brought a smile to Alex Gilbert's face. Here comes Evan. Looks like it's he puts it back. He puts that one up. Doesn't go in. Rebound controlled by the Lynx and those long arms. Here comes Levi Natwick. He's got the ball, bringing it up. He's got a nice behind-the-back move. Throws everybody off. Tipped out by Maynard, but controlled by the Lynx. Ball goes up and down, hits the bottom of the net. Can't quite find his way in. Quick outlet. Alex finds Colton running up the side. He's covered up by three. Alex, quick pass in the air down to Evans, rolls off the back there and can't quite in. Evans is rolling out of balance as he comes down. He can't quite get the third rebound. Controlled by the Lynx. Here comes Josh. He works in. He kicks it back out. He finds Brother Sam all the way down to the corner. Whalen back to Levi. Levi is driving for the basket. Josh has the ball. He drives the paint. He gets covered up. I think we're going to have a reach-in foul. I think that one might be on Colton Mack. Get that little... Get those big, tall guys going by, and he thinks it's all ball, but he's getting part of the arms in there of the offense. Nice by Josh. He settles down, relaxes, puts a nice arc on that one, and he drops the first three for free throw. I'll get my F's and TH's there. He puts up the second one. It's nothing but net. That takes us 32-26. It's a six-point game. 5:50 left in the fourth quarter. Here come the Eagles. Almost kicked away. They've got to work hard on their passing lanes, getting them up over the outstretched arms. Almost stolen. Colton gets it back to Alex. Finds some help. The Lynx are mounting the pressure here. They're trying to get the ball back. They're working hard. They're going to give up some potential collisions here. And that was a collision there by Josh Blum and Matthew going for the ball and side out back to the Eagles. Ball comes in and lost to the Lynx. Oh, and we're going to have a sloppy foul coming off there. Alex was trying to get the ball, and he got too much body-to-body contact, and Alex Gilbert's called for the foul. Back over to the Lynx in the backcourt. Man-to-man pressure coming by the Eagles. They're putting the pressure up. We're at 5:20 left to go in the fourth quarter. Maynard's on the floor. Alex, Matthew, Colton, and Evan trying to get some fresh legs to slow down these tall guys, and it's working. Evan grabs that outlet, puts the long pass down. Maynard's going up, and he's got a tomahawk foul coming from Levi over the top. As Maynard is coming up the left side trying to get his layup, Levi was trying to get his long arm to work, but he forgot to wait for the ball to come up, and he was hammering down before his turn. Maynard goes up for the free throw off the front iron and rolls into the cup. Looks like one of those fortunate golf shots I might have. Not quite clean. The second one goes up and finds nothing but net and drops in, and that brings us to 34-26. It's an eight-point lead for the Eagles. Nice pitch out there, and Maynard elevates and gets that block on the pass. It turns over and back again. Two quick turnovers. The passing's quick and relentless. Levi has a great job of driving to the basket. Oh, it looks like we got Alex has hurt himself in that quick melee, and he's being helped off the floor, not by one, but by two Lynx players. Not that they caused the injury, but they saw a man down and they're helping him get to the bench. Referees are taking a timeout, but we have a score there. We're now at 34-28. They've cut the lead to six. We have Dion, Maynard, Colton, Evan, and Matthew on the floor. See if they can get some speed working past the long arms. High up over to Matthew. Back to Colton. Almost stolen. Colton drives lane. Bounces out to Maynard. Up off the glass. Doesn't quite make it in. Evan pops the ball. It goes out. Picked up by number 23, Waylon Abayo. He runs it down. Can't quite get it to fall. The ball's loose. Finally recovered and picked up by Evan. Maynard grabs the outlet. Slowing it back down, giving to a trailing Matthew Bravo. We're going to have a reach-in foul. Looks like that one's on number 35, Sam Blum. Pretty hard not to get excited with the balls moving that fast. You know, that's one of the advantages if you're listening at home and playing the game. When you start passing the ball moves so much quicker, you got to start running faster to keep up with it. And then all of a sudden, if you're not really well-controlled with your arms and hands, and you get that simple reaching foul. There's the first foul shot given up by Matthew. He drops it in, and that's because the Lynx are in foul trouble. They've got seven. The Eagles aren't far behind. They've got six. Second shot goes up, comes off the iron. Tried to control by Evan, but it goes out of bounds. Covered up. Here come the Lynx. We're down to 4 minutes left to go in this final period. Levi's got the ball. He drives between two defenders. He puts the ball up. It won't roll down. Evan comes down with the rebound. But he's fouled in the process by Levi Natwick. Levi's going to have to be careful. He's going to give away some cheap fouls, and he's going to end up out of the game here. Got a substitution. We got Anthony coming on the floor, and Tamerlan Bekov is coming off, and Evan Wilson, the Tower of Power, is going to the line for a one-on-one opportunity. He puts up the first, doesn't get it. Matthews high in the sky. He can't quite get it. Evan comes in. Last touch by the Lynx. It's going to be side out for the Eagles underneath their own basket. Great flying leap by Matthew off the second shot. He can't quite make it. He kicks it out to Colton. Colton brings to the top. He's looking for some help. He holds up. We got a man spinning on his own feet. Matthew has the ball. He's traveling in the air. He comes down hard. I think he picked up a finger in the eye. But as he was going through two defenders, he picked up an errant finger in the eye, not intentional. Caused him to lose his vision, and down he goes without passing the ball, but he kept control, went out of bounds, and side out to the Lynx. Here come the Lynx. Oh, bad call there by Tamerlan. He tried to get over the outstretched arms of Evan. It's quickly poked away, picked up again in the backcourt. Oh, and a bad pass, all but recovered again by number 23, Whalen, but stolen again by the fast hands of Maynard. Running down the line, though, and we've got a whistle there. Looks like it's still going to be side out for the Eagles, but we got a timeout called by Coach Plum. Score is still the Sandpoint Eagles are ahead by 7, 35-28. We're at 3:24 left to go in the fourth period. Hasn't been a high-scoring runaway. It's been a very hotly contested game. There's a lot of action on that ball. It's not any easy trips to the basket. The Lynx are great with the outstretched defense. They've done a great job being coached to keep the arms up, keep the lanes blocked down, and the boys from the Sandpoint team aren't getting easy shots at the basket. They're having to work to get them in. And the same holds true on the other end as the Lynx are coming down the floor. The Sandpoint Eagles are working on their quick hands and arms and defense, and they're holding the Lynx out. Hasn't been a great runaway game by any stretch of the imagination. Here we are with 3:24 left to go, and it's 35-28 in favor of the Sandpoint Eagles. Great way to honor the seniors tonight for both Tenalian Lynx and the Sandpoint Eagles. Next week we start the regional tournaments, and we'll see what happens from there. All right, the Eagles have done their traditional shout-out in the fourth quarter. Let's go 1-2-3 finish. Let's play hard to the end, and we've got 3 minutes and 24 seconds to do just that. Side out, coming in by the Eagles, thrown in by Matthew, controlled by Colton, trying to find some help. Matthew's calling. Josh is great behind the pass over to Dion. Dion drives the baseline uncontested, and he puts it up, and it just falls off of both irons and off the other side. Poked away by Dion on the way. He drives back uncontested and gets the layup there. We're at 37-28. Nice hustle. Dion and Maynard are on the floor, and they've always got some quick feet, quick hands, and quick actions. Nice poke away by Matthew as he takes that passing lane away at the last second and robs Waylon Abayo of the pass. Matthew's got the ball, kicks it out to the right, back to Colton. They're passing the ball. They find Evan at the upper post. They can't quite get through. They're pressing the Lynx. They're making them work hard. The Lynx are fighting right back. Up at the upper post, quick high over the head to Matthew. He can't quite control it. There's a scrum on the floor. Looks like we might have a foul going on number 15, Josh Blum, I'm not sure. Something with a 5, but there are 5 players on the floor that end in number 5. So whatever it was a foul against one of the Lynx, and they're at 9 fouls. So Matthew's going for a one-on-one. It wasn't a shooting foul. He puts the first one up. off the iron, doesn't fall, recovered by the Lynx. Double team back in the corner. He kicks it down to Levi. Levi's bringing it up the floor. 2:13 to go. Scrum on the floor. Levi's all tied up on the floor with Maynard. Looks like it's a jump ball, but possession goes to the Lynx. Back at midcourt. Lynx throw the ball in on a moving Levi. Levi kicks it to the left corner. Oh, we're going to have a foul against Dion reaching over on the rebound on the inbound pass there. And now we have a foul trouble from the Eagles there at 17 fouls. So it's a one-on-one for the Lynx. That puts number 15, number 35, Sam Blum to the line. He's up off the back iron. Rebound controlled by the Eagles. Dion quickly brings it up, slows down, finds Colton. Ahead to Matthew. Matthew threw to where Colton was, but Colton was moving ahead. Turnover. 2 points for the Lynx. Just a miscommunication there. 37-30. A minute 45 to go. Colton has the ball. He drives the paint. He's going to be called. Oh, it's going to be a push-off foul. He was blocked a little hard from behind. That's the 10th team foul. So Colton is going to line for two. Not a one-on-one, but it's two. Two opportunities. We're down to a minute 42. Colton Mack is at the line. He's got the ball. He settles it down. He puts it up. That one drops the front iron, the back iron, the glass, and back into the net. Finally, it finds its way home. We got a substitution coming in. Looks like tried to call a substitution in, didn't quite make it, so they're putting him back out. Colton has the ball. He sets. He puts it up. Nothing but net. Nice swish move. Here come the Lynx. Three guys touch the ball. Finally, they get it out of bounds, and here they come. We're down to a minute 38. They can make up some ground, but they're going to have to work hard. They got 9 points to make up. We got a knock out of bounds. Last touch by the Lynx. Going to be a turnover against the Lynx. Here come the Eagles. Looks like we have Alex coming on the floor. Dion, Maynard, Colton's going to sit down. See, who was that foul? Alex is being fouled, and he's going to go to the line for two. We're at a minute 32 left to go. Alex has the ball. He settles himself down. He puts up the first one off the front, off the back iron, and it finally rattles home. Coach Ralph is calling out. Want Maynard way in the backcourt for the outlet. Here comes Alex's second shot. He goes up off the iron, back up. Controlled by Tamerlan. Quick outlet to Josh. Josh finds Levi. Here comes Levi. He's working up. He's trying to find some help. Finds Josh for a three-point look. He drops it in. Nothing but net. Could have taken more of those all night. It's 40-33. We're at a minute and 17 left to go. Coach Ralph is trying to call out, hey, watch your positions. That was a foul against Dion. I think the Lynx are wisely doing some backcourt fouls so they can get the boys to the line, get the free throws, get the turnover, get the game back where they can score some three-pointers. Dion takes advantage of his first trip to the free throw. He drops that first one in, 41-33. Dion set. He goes up. That one's off the front iron. Quick outlet. Tamerlan. Levi. Levi's got the court. He's being pressured by the Eagles. He's working down. He finds someone. Oh, there it is. Tamerlan's got the ball. He runs in for a 10-foot jumper. He can't make it fall. Hits the iron. Kicks out of bounds. And it's going to be last touch by the Eagles. Looks like it's side out for the Lynx. I keep hearing the buzzer. I can't see them. They're down in this near corner right underneath me. Oh, and it looks like we got Maynard sitting down, and we've got number 20, Abraham Bravo, on the floor. All right. And the ball comes in, bounces off an Eagle, kicks back out of bounds. The Lynx have it. 51 seconds left to go. Throwing in under their own basket. Here comes the ball. They find Levi out to the top. Back to Tamberlin. Tamberlin dribbles. He drives the paint. He's trying to drive through. He loses the handle on it. Gets it back. Up in the air. He finds Josh Blum. Loses the handle on it. They get it back. Finds Sam. Sam dumps the ball. Runs to the net. He can't get it to fall. Swatted away. Here comes Alec. He's reached in. Looks like there's going to be a foul and two links are on the floor. Alex has a two-shot opportunity coming here with 29.4 seconds to go, and they are ahead 41-33, the Sandpoint Eagles over the Tenalian Lynx. Alex has the ball. He dribbles a couple times. He puts it up, drops it in, nothing for net. Alex can be a great sharpshooter when he relaxes and focuses his concentration. Here comes Alex. He's got the ball. He sets it up. He puts that one in. Nice backspin. Nothing but net. Here come the Lynx. Here come the Eagles mounting the defense, trying to keep him down. 22 seconds. Oh, we're going to have Alex trying to block that one too hard and too much body again. Kind of fun watching the boys out there. They know they're fouling each other, and they know they're having fun, and there's always a lot of handshaking and congratulation, and hey, sorry about that. Nothing personal, just playing the game and coming off both teams. So nice to see good sportsmanship out there. Levi has the ball. He puts up and sinks the first one. It's 43-34. I think we've got a timeout on the floor here, another 30-second timeout. 19 seconds left to go. The Eagles have a comfortable lead, but we've got another free throw coming here. Been a fun game tonight. Don't forget, we'll be taking the airwaves again tomorrow at 10 a.m. And next week is a big weekend here for KSDP Radio at 8:30 a.m. and K201BA 88.1 in King Cove. We have the Girls Regional going to be played here in Sandpoint and the Boys Regional up at New Stewie Hawk. And as I understand, we've got a broadcaster up there, Mr. John, is going to be taking the airwaves for us and calling the play-by-plays of the boys' games up there. And yours truly, Pastor Scott, will be right here. Again, a nice shout-out and appreciation to our sponsors, to Penn Air, to the AC Store, and QTT. Thanks for all the great support over the seasons, and especially this season, as we've had great fun watching the men and women develop on the hardwood. Here comes a free throw. It's up off the iron. Control on the rebound. We've got a quick reach-in foul by the Lynx. That's going to put Alex back to the free throw line. You can almost see every time Alex goes to the line, he gets great more confidence. But every time he steps away from the line, then he's got to stop and think about it again. And then he says, oh, let's see, I got to work this again. Kind of like doing his English assignment. Alex relaxes, put the first one up, and he drops it. Nothing but net. And that's how it's done. Yeah, basketball, like our studies, is a game of repetition. Alex puts the second one up, hits the front iron, the back iron, and drops in. Nice collision on the floor there by Alex and one of the defending links. Popped up in the air and tipped out of bounds by Dion, but it's going to be controlled again by the Lynx with 5.5 seconds left to go to finish this game. And a game of basketball is a lot like homework. You got to keep practicing, you got to keep working, but you got to work it right. Practice doesn't make perfect, it makes permanent. And there, ladies and gentlemen, is the ball game. The final, 45-34 in favor of the Sandpoint Eagles. Nice game out there. A lot of fun being had by these boys on the court tonight, and a great victory. Virgil, are you there?
You got me live, Pastor Scott, and just for my
right, you could hear me in there. It's been a great evening of fun on the hardwood, and I hope that the folks out there have enjoyed it. I sure enjoyed calling the game, and it's been fun watching. The boys will be playing again tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., and I think it'll be another great game on the hardwood. So that's the final and the wrap here from the Sandpoint Gymnasium. 45-34 in favor of the Sandpoint Eagles. Anything else we need to add there, Virgil?
That about wraps us up for the evening. Thank you so much for your work, Pastor Scott. I appreciate it.
Delighted to be here, and hope you folks can enjoy it. When you see the players out there, both the boys and the girls team, just congratulate them on a fine season. They've all been working hard, and don't forget to come on out next week. Come on out in the morning, but come out next week and support all the gals will be in from the different communities playing here. We'll be broadcasting and trying to get the all the games right back to their home communities or back online. Well, that's it for me, Pastor Scott. I'll be signing off from KSDP 830 AM and 88.1 K201 DA, repeating over on the FM dial in King Cove. Have a great evening, folks, and remember, like they say, it's a game. It's fun. Be loud, be proud, but be positive. Until then, we'll see you in the morning. Pastor Scott signing off.
All right. Bye-bye, Scott. Have a good night.